Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Now, making local news today, a bunch of government grants funding our community. What caught my eye was $75,000 given to Mirtho to build a new toilet block. Great addition. I'm sure that's going to be very much valued and appreciated. Great infrastructure in the town. I did see $75,000 and think, is there a better price? You know, it's always good to shop around, get a few different quotes. I reckon I can do it for a lot cheaper than $75,000.
Well, for $75,000, I'd expect a pretty flash toilet block. But if you can do it cheaper, hey, why not?
Well, that's the idea. I've gone to Facebook Marketplace, Brooke. First things first, we need a actual block to house the toilets in. I was hoping for a shed. Very few sheds are for sale in the Riverland Facebook Marketplace. I did find Andrew in Loveday selling a 1980s caravan. Needs lots of work, but cheap, he says.
Here's the thing, though. If it needs lots of work to be a caravan, that could be a good buy for a toilet block.
That's what I'm thinking. You house it in there. It is, unfortunately, pending sale. It's been up for a few days. So I think maybe it's a little bit more expensive, but could be the right option. Chris in Renmark selling a cubby house for $800. This thing looks nice. It looks sturdy. I mean, we had some pretty bad storms in the Riverland overnight. I think this would stay strong. $800, but I mean, we've got $75,000 to play with. I reckon that's a sale.
Agreed. Done.
The only other option was Kazza, who's selling a large Avery two-seater. Speaking of toilets itself, Jerry and Berry selling a toilet, a steal for $50. Yes, absolutely. Pick that up. Cha-ching.
Done.
Pete is selling a raised toilet seat, so not an actual toilet. We've got the seat. Christina in Loxton selling a cistern. So you could put those two together. You got a seat, you got a cistern. That's halfway done. All up, that's another $80. So we're barely over $900 by now. Wayne in Renmark was selling a shower chair for $60. I thought, you know, that's something to sit on for the toilet. I don't think that's quite sanitary enough, so I'm going to skip that one.
We don't need that, no.
Candy in Loxton selling a big sink.
How big is a big sink?
It is. It's only got two sinks on there, but the sort of trays on either side are quite long.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if it would fit in the cubby house, but you could always just trim it down to size, tailor the fit a little bit more. That one selling for $50.
Not bad.
And finally, Brooke, this is perfect. What else do you need for a toilet block? We've got a sink. We've got two toilets to sit in, one for the blokes, one for the ladies. And we've got a lovely cubby house to home it in. Case in Loxton selling toilet paper, $5 a pop. Three rolls of that, $15. Cha-ching. $995 total for a new toilet block in Mirtho.
You've done it. You've solved it.
I've smashed it. And you know what, Brooke? That is $74,000 that Mirtho has left to play with. They can do anything they want in the town. The government, when they eventually come out and see the toilet block, they won't know any better. They won't know it's a cubby house. They'll think, oh, wow, really? That's what 75 grand gets you. Well done.
You can tell your parents are accountants, Bob.